Are there things you're collecting at this time of year?
Yeah, well, I love the muskeg, and yay for Petersburg. Yeah.
We've got lots of muskeg.
And right now, I really, at home, I'm in Ketchikan, and I have been looking for the bog cranberries and the lingonberries. And we also have salal berries, which I don't know if you have here. I don't think
not
so.
Not as common here, but maybe down in Prince of Wales area. Maybe south end of the island, I think.
So they're more of a southern, down to Washington, Oregon kind of berry. And so those are really great fall berries. Also, we have the crowberry, which I'm sure you have here. And some different plants like the sundew. Sometimes in the fall time, getting a lot of plants, the roots, for different medicines is a good time to gather them in the fall.
Okay. You're going to be talking a little bit about the connection to your past, your elders, as you collect, also acknowledgement of the land, right?
Yeah. So I really am honored to be invited here to Petersburg. It was Petersburg is one of my childhood really wonderful memories. I spent some time, I grew up here. I went to fifth and sixth grade and spent some years later here. And then later on as a volleyball coach, I would come and travel here. So, but it's been a long time since I've been back. So yeah, I think that I feel like land acknowledgement has been getting a lot of publicity lately, and I think that's really great. But it is still something that not everybody is sure about and why we do it. And so I'll probably, I will talk a little bit about that and have a land acknowledgement toolkit that I'll pass on that I got from Irene Dundas in Ketchikan.
Okay.
And she works for the Ketchikan Indian community. And so, so acknowledging the first people of this land and where we're at, and also we'll be talking about respectful harvesting guidelines. You know, I think since COVID too, it's been a real time of uncertainty. And I don't know about you guys, but in Ketchikan, just a couple weeks ago, we didn't have any dairy. And so there's been a lot of foods that haven't been available to us, and people get scared and they're just not sure where they're going to, you know, buy their or get their food. And for a lot of other reasons, food sovereignty or food availability isn't the same in each community. So, for example, the salmon issue up in the Yukon.
Mm-hmm.
So really taking a look at the respectful harvesting guidelines, which were developed by a group of indigenous women across the state, and is a generic kind of a document, very small, but it's to be used for hopefully anybody, so they can change it, they can revise it, they could take it or leave it. But it's really a great tool for schools, for businesses, for just anyone, tribes, and a good starting point if people are looking at developing their own. Respectful harvesting guidelines is really can get really in depth,
mm-hmm.
and also can we could spend years
in,
talking
in
about
general,
just
though,
that.
It focuses on not taking too much, respecting where it's coming from. Tell me more.
Yeah, I think a lot of the, for example, a lot of our plant books are, most of them are not written by indigenous peoples. And a lot of them don't really cover the spiritual aspect of our connection to this place and to plants as and foods and animals as our relatives, you know, that everything has a spirit and is connected. And so really starting off, going out in a good way. And so we can't tell anybody what to do, but so that's why we call it guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really coming from an organization that has any other than these women. and so, yes, that is one of the aspects. But many other things like, where you get your information, and sometimes it's not safe to just look online. And so going out with somebody that's knowledgeable and checking online and books as well, and following the plant during all seasons, so you're really learning about what it looks like, and is there abundance of plants, and also, the fun part is the gathering, and so the hard part is taking care of it. And so sometimes people take too much, and then they get back home and they're tired, or something happens, and then it goes to waste. And so really a good planning with, how you're going to use it. Also part of, sustainability, Sharing is a really big part of the culture. So how are you going to use it? Do we, are the elders in our community taken care of? And are we sharing it?